The last wave of U.S. bomb attacks in Afghanistan ended just over a week ago in an area of eastern Afghanistan called Jawara. Like Tora Bora, this was a complex of mountain caves constructed by the Mujahideen during the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, but used by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in recent years. It appears the U.S. bombed these caves for about 6 days. There are reports that some villages in the area were also hit. Within the past week, American special forces have been seen on the ground searching the Jawara area. NPR's Mike Schuster reached the Jawara caves today, and he joins us now. Mike, what did you see?
Well, Melissa, it was an extraordinary complex of caves. It's not that far in distance from the town of Khost, which is where I am now in eastern Afghanistan, but it took 3 hours of a bone-jarring drive through a canyon and dry riverbeds until we eventually got to this mile-long complex of caves.
And you were actually able to go inside the caves themselves?
That's right. There were some caves where the walls of the canyon had collapsed in front of the entrance, but the others where the entrance was open. And in fact, I walked into a cave that was about 50 feet into the mountain, and then there was a number of turns of tunnels that you could take, and I didn't go any further. And there's all sorts of ammunition and military equipment. There was electricity in there at some point. There were wires and lights.
And it's clear that this would have been used by the Taliban or by Al-Qaeda, or is there any doubt about that?
There are different versions, in fact. We know that it was built by the Mujahideen in the 1980s, and when the Taliban took over Afghanistan in 1990, we know that they stored ammunition there, and they stored all sorts of military equipment there. The version that you hear from the top people now in power in Khost province is that, yes, there were Al-Qaeda and Taliban there, and they've been there all along. But there were small villages on the plateau above this series of caves, this canyon, and I was able to find four villagers in a deserted town. Most of the villagers had fled during the bombing, but there were four who came back, and they said no, there weren't Al-Qaeda there.
Did they give you any sense of whether there had been civilian casualties during the U.S. airstrikes?
Yes, they said there were civilian casualties. There are several villages around this canyon where the caves are. And at least two of the villages were bombed severely by the United States during this wave of bombings over the course of 6 days. The village where the people that I met were speaking is a place called Jawarkili, and it's a much larger village. Several hundred people did live there. It's right on the crest of this canyon that endured very severe bombing, and that town wasn't touched whatsoever. Now, let me just add, Melissa, that the powers who are in control of Khost believe that the civilians who were killed because they were cooperating with the Taliban and that they were hiding ammunition for the Taliban and for Al-Qaeda. So the powers here in Khost believe that the United States attacked those villages legitimately.
And I assume the villagers would deny that.
Yes, the villagers deny that.
Can you confirm anything about the reports that Special Forces troops have been seen on the ground there in that area?
Well, there are American forces here, and they've been going on missions around the area. I haven't been able to talk to the commanding officers there, but the head man in the town, Aminullah Khan, the Minister for Frontier Affairs, told me this evening that after the bombing stopped last week, U.S. commandos did go to the area and search the area on the ground, and that they made some arrests, or they took some people who were left there from Al-Qaeda or the Taliban into custody and moved them to Kandahar. He's the only source for that bit of information, but he firmly believes it, and he's in daily contact with the U.S. commander of the Special Forces here in Khost, who he calls General John. We don't know anything more about his name.
Thanks very much, Mike.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking with us from a military guest house in Khost in eastern Afghanistan.